Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it'll be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your page. It's February, so I have some beautiful piano music playing in the background. Do you hear it? Kind of just makes me wish I could play the piano. I don't know how, but I love to listen to it. You can put your pencil down. We are going to color some things first. If you look at the top of your picture or at the top of your page, you'll see a picture. And there's a super cozy, cute chair with a pillow on it. Let's color the chair, not the pillow. Let's color the chair blue. Any kind of blue will work. Let's make a nice blue chair. This is the part of Listen and Learn where you've got to follow the directions. If I want you to color that chair blue, why, well, by golly, I need you to color that chair blue. I started out this Listen and Learn starting to talk like I'm from Texas or something, and I don't know where it came from, and I'm just going with it. So we've got a blue chair. Blue. What letter sound is at the beginning of the word blue? Blue. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning? B, b, b. And if we were to change that letter B sound in the beginning of the word blue and we changed it to a F sound, what word would you have? Instead of blue, you would have flew. The birdie flew away. Or you might be sick and have the flu. I hope not. I'm kind of getting over it, which is why my voice is a little bit low. Okay, I'm almost finished with my blue chair. If you finished a long time ago, you're going way too fast and you need to slow down and try your best. Okay, take about 3 more seconds for your blue chair. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and put down your blue crayon for me. And now let's work on the pillow. Let's color the heart on the pillow green. Just the heart on the pillow green. It's not that big, so go a little bit slow so you can stay in the lines and do a nice and neat job. Okay, any kind of green works for me. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's color the pillow yellow. The rest of the pillow yellow. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of pillow? P, 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 pillow. Yes, the letter P. Make sure when you're sounding out pillow and looking for that first sound, you don't say puh, puh-illow. We don't talk like that. We don't say, can you hand me my puh-lillow? No, we just say pillow, pillow. Okay, take about 3 more seconds for that yellow pillow. 3, 2, 1. All right, do you see the rug in front of the chair? I love that rug. Okay, you know the little zigzag stripes? We're going to make our rug 2 different colors. So however you want to make it is fine with me. I'm going to color inside my zigzag stripes, but whatever you like. Let's make our rug blue and green to match our chair, to match our chair and the pillow kind of. So any kind of blue, any kind of green, and you can make your rug any way you want. It should just have 2 different colors. So I'm doing blue on the outsides and in the middle. And then I'll put a little yellow stripe in the zigzaggy. But honestly, it's however you would like to make your blue and green rug. Okay, what letter sound is at the beginning of rug? Rug. Yep, the letter R. What about the ending sound in rug? What letter sound do you hear at the end of rug? G. Yep, G. Not G. 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 Good. You know what? That's got, that word has three sounds. R, g. Can you find the middle sound? What's the sound in the middle of r, g, of rug? Yes, short U. Okay, put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Do you see the candles on the table next to the chair? Okay, hopefully someone supervised her and she did not like them. Don't play with fire, boys and girls. That's my public service announcement for the day. Okay, see the tall, skinny candle? Let's color that one purple, even the heart. Not the flame, but color the tall, skinnier candle purple, even the heart. But leave the flame alone, because that's not purple, is it? Okay, candle. What letter sound is at the beginning of candle? Candle. K-k-k. Letter C. Candle. All right, take 2 more seconds for the tall, skinny candle. 2, 1, go ahead and put your purple crayon down. Now let's color the shorter, fatter candle red. Don't color the flame. Have you seen those pretend candles? Maybe it's a pretend candle. They have candles you can just turn them on and it's just pretend. That's kind of cool, if you ask me. I would like a candle that I can turn on and then I don't need anybody to help me. Okay, take 2 more seconds for your red candle. 2, 1, let's find an orange crayon and color our flames on each candle orange. Real quick, like 1, 2. How many candles do we have in all? 2. All right, put down your orange crayon. We have a kitty cat in our picture. Let's color our kitty cat orange. Any kind of orange crayon will work. We just had one in our hand if you want to use that one. I'm going to switch to my yellow orange. Make this a little bit of a yellow orange cat. Okay. So what do I have if I say to you, cat? What word is that? Cat. What if I take the k in the word cat and change it to b, b, bat? What if I change the b in bat to f, 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 fat? All right, now let's do this. What is the ending sound in cat? But what if I changed the ending sound in cat? Instead of a t, I changed it to a n. So we don't have cat. We have can. Can. Good. All right. Take 2 more seconds for your orange cat. 2, 1. All right. Let's color our yarn. Let's color it yellow. The yarn. I think the cat plays with the yarn. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of yarn? Y, y, y. And what letter sound do you hear at the end of yarn? N, good. Okay, put down your yellow crayon. Let's move over to the girl. She's got a flower on her shirt. Let's color her flower red. Any kind of red will do. I'm actually gonna use my violet red, my red violet crayon, because it has a super nice point. I love sharp crayons. They make me happy. So I'm going to color the flower on her shirt red. All the petals, even the center. Color neatly. And then keep that reddish crayon in your hand and let's color her bow to match. Color her bow red also. Okay. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, find a pink crayon. Let's color her shirt pink. This is the listen and learn part. Even if you wanted to color her shirt blue, I'm asking you to color it pink. So now you got to follow the directions and do it. Oh, I love my piano music. Makes me feel a little bit sleepy, although I do feel like I have a lot of energy right now. The song doesn't have any words, it's just piano music. So sometimes when songs don't have words, I feel like I have to make them up. I'm coloring a pink shirt on this girl. Take two more seconds, two, one. All right, let's give her, why not? Let's give her some blue jeans, blue pants. Go ahead. Any kind of blue. She has a pink shirt and blue jeans, and she's next to very safe. Turn on candles. They pretend and they're not real. Two more seconds. Two. One. Let's give her some black hair. If you don't have a black crayon, because I know they can be hard to find, go ahead and use your pencil. It'll look like she has gray hair, but that's okay. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of hair? Hair. H. Hair. What letter sound do you hear at the end of hair? Hair. Yep, R. Good job. So she has black hair. Okay, two more seconds. Two more seconds. All right, the last thing we're gonna do is color her shoes. Let's color her shoes brown. I don't know if those are socks hanging over her shoes, or if it's part of her pants, or if it's part of her shoes. Right now they're blank to me. Do whatever you want there. You can make them blue, you could change the color, you could make them brown. Because I'm holding my brown crayon, I'm just gonna make them brown and have them be like boots. That's just what I'm going to do. I'm pretty flexible most of the time. Wouldn't you say? That's what I would say. All right, put down your crayons. Here we go. I want you to find your pencil. We're going to move down to where you see a candle with a line next to it for us to write a letter. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of candle? Candle. Yes, the letter C. Go ahead and write the letter C. You can make it a big C or a little C. It doesn't matter. Scoot over. What about pillow? What letter sound do you hear in the beginning of pillow? Yes, P. Write the letter P. Scoot over. We have a rug. Stop. Don't write the letter R for rug. We're going to put the ending sound in rug. What's the ending sound in rug? Yes, the letter G. Rug. Rug. So put a letter G and then scoot over to the yarn. What's the final sound, the ending sound in yarn? Yarn. Yes, the letter N. Go ahead and write the letter N. So check it. You should have a C for the beginning sound in candle, P for the beginning sound in pillow, G for the ending sound in rug, and N for the ending sound in yarn. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. Will you point to the circles under each word while I read the sentence and say the words? Here we go. You point. Will you go to the party? I have to put a question voice on because it has a question mark. Let's do it again. You point to the words, the circles under the words. I'll read it. Will you go to the party? Yes. Yes, I will. I'm always up for a good party. How about you? Okay, let's read it together. Point to the circles and read it with me. Don't forget to use your question voice. Ready? Begin. Will you go to the party? All right, boys and girls, I want you to color in the circle under the word you. Which word says you? Y-O-U. It's the second word. Color in the circle under that word. Will you? Okay, now I want you to color in the circle under the word two. Two. Which word says two? T-O. Color in the circle under the word two. And now I want you to color in the circle under the word party. Party. Begins with the letter P. Yes. There's a little party horn over to the side to help us with that picture clue. Okay, so check it. You should have the word you colored in, the circle colored in under the word you, Y-O-U. the circle under two, T-O, and the circle under party, P-A-R-T-Y. Let's count the circles. How many words are in our sentence? One, two, three, four, five, six. Six words in our sentence. All right, scoot down to the party hat. That looks like fun. All right, on that party hat, there's a zigzag. See it? I want you to make three more zigzags for me. Make three more zigzags. There's two zigzags on that, making one big stripy gap, right? Make three more for me. One, any way you can. Doesn't have to be perfect. Two, three. Three zigzags. So now if we count the zigzags, we have one, two, three, four, five. There were two, and we made three more. Two and three make five. We have five in all. All right, scoot over. We have a 10 frame, and it's full. That means we have how many counters in our 10 frame? We have 10. If the 10 frame is full, we don't even have to count them. Go ahead and color in all the counters with your pencil. One, two, we don't even have to count them. I'm just doing it while I color. Three, but when it's full, we know. Four and five on the top, that means there's five on the bottom. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Five and five make 10. It's full. So we can say how many are in that 10 frame, like a snap. Okay, scoot over. Oh, looky, looky. We're going to count backwards. Goodness, there's a lot of missing numbers. We're going to blast off. Ready? Trace the number 10. If you're counting backwards, we have 10, 9. Go ahead and write the number 9. 8, 7. Trace the 7. 10, 9, 8, 7, then what? 6, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. We're not getting to blast off. We got to get to 1 to blast off. Got to get to 0. So check it. You should have traced 10, 9. You write 9, 8, trace 7. Then you write 6, 5. We can keep going, though. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off, we did it. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.